Try to chazer Shin Yud, Shin Yud Aleph, and Rish Ayin Tes with a few stories, Be'ez Hashem. Most of them happened, some of them haven't yet happened, but I'm sure they will. Purim happens to be a great, especially when Purim comes after Shabbos, it's a great time for Muktzeh stories because most people leave something in the pocket from their, especially when your purim is not from a kaddish. Already got a few of those instances, stories. A bunch of them that came up, Lamaiso, will be. I didn't have a chance to work through them all. Some of them were also on the last Siman. Maybe I'll just say them. Just say the question. Mention the questions at the end, and we'll leave it for the Olam to work it out. Okay. Start at the beginning of Siman Shin Yud. Haktolas Chayim. So Amagishir was making a suda for his bachrim. On Purim, and Mel Suda Paris Nafa Makadish goes into Shabbos, continues the Suda, and then still drinking away. And unfortunately, they finish all the wine. Magichir can't be caught without wine for the Bahram. He knocks on his neighbor's door, warns him, I'll call that. And he says to him, can I take a few bottles of wine? So he says, wow, it's really amazing that you asked me this week, because every week I set the alarm on my store. And this week, I was in the middle of my Suda. I closed up right before, and it was the middle of my Suda, and I totally forgot to set the alarm. Mimela, you're able to go inside, but I didn't get any wine. So he goes inside, gets a few bottles of wine, Shosu, Anovim, Vesohu, and Hakal Mokem Yavu Lishon. The Shabbat was a mutter to do that. It was a mutter to take these bottles of wine that were in the store on Shabbat. What's the Shabbat? The halacha is, it's pasha that any food which there's no dechiv yadayim and lechazi. Stamazay, a person, there is no akta on food. That means, even though a person never went into the store on Shabbos, he never took anything from the store. As a matter of fact, this guy, he has an alarm on his store every week. He can't go into the store. He never, he's always has a dechiv, he always is maktadas and taking things from his store. But the halacha is that even though it's hukta l'schero, nevertheless, any food item which is roi, it's not, the fact that it's hooked to the skirt does not make a muktzah. There's no problem taking wine out of the store in Shabbos because it does not have a muktzah. The only shayla that comes up is this week, what happens this week? This case, this guy, every week Betzim, he does a ma'itah dechiv yadayim. The fact, that he sets his alarm every week on his store is a ma'itah of dechiv yadayim where he makes his wine like other. Because there's no way to access this wine on Shabbos. The Mela, every week in a Hanami there is both of these Dechiv Yadayim. This week, punct, he forgot to do it. So are we going to tie now about this thing, in other words, it's something, this bottle of wine was sitting here last week and 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago, it's not a different bottle of wine. This exact same bottle of wine, he hasn't sold it in a year. Last, at the beginning of the year, there was a Maisa Dechiv Yadayim, was Asur, Muksan Shabbos. Every single Talatay week after that, there was also Maisa Dechiv Yadayim. Punct, this week, because he was Shikir and he forgot to do it, forgot to set the alarm, so therefore, there's not going to be ma'aseh dechiv yadayim. Or do we say that the etzem is something which is dochi biyadayim, something which he has? You're right. Generally, there is no akhtar, but in this case, we see that he is betam akhtar. It's weird to say the same bottle of wine was usher for 10 shabbosim and 11 shabbos is mutter. Nothing. It's nothing different. Nothing changed be'etzem. Clapping the bottle of wine. So the truth is that touches on a nidin that we did not see. It's really in Tavkof Yud Ches. And that is where you have, here the wine is Be'etzem Roy. It's just that you have an outside Sibo which is not allowing you to access the wine. The fact that there's an alarm on the store. So there's an alarm on the store which makes it, there's a Ramban. That's how the Mechaber passes the Halacha. He says that if there was an outside Reineon, for example this case of alarm, that was set, and in the middle of Shabbos somebody slices the wire, and there's no alarm anymore. There the Ramban said that there's no Maisa Zechiv Yadayim. There in the Ramban says there's no din of migu diskatzoi, even though it wasn't right at the beginning of Shabbos. But since it wasn't be'etzim inside the wine itself, memela, we don't see migu diskatzoi in such a case. The Balmar, the Bir Alacha brings down this Ramban. He quotes that it's really machaber. He quotes that it's really Makar's Ramban, and he says in this mechalav el b'shasot chak shouldn't be simchal less b'shasot chak, which ish la'ayin if you have a suda for bachram and you don't have wine, we ask into the shasot chak. But even without that, l'chera, there's maybe a big tatvi mitzadeh that she mutter without it. Because over here, you're right that every single week there wasn't a dechiv yadayim. But l'maitzah, this week there wasn't a dechiv yadayim. So even though, in other words, if he would have set the alarm and then somebody sliced it, then you could say that there was a Maisa Tachim Yadayim, just that it didn't end up with it at the end of the day. But over here, there wasn't ever a Maisa Tachim Yadayim. It could be that the reason is because it was shaken, because it was because whatever it was. But at the end of the day, Lachur, there was a Maisa Tachim Yadayim. It seems that Lachur would be a Chiddush. Spoken of someone Jackson just right now. He said, it would be a Chiddush to be Machmer in such a case. Lachur, you're right. In Echalami is the same bottle of wine. And this wine was mocked every Shabbos. But every Shabbos, you need Akhtar. Because every Shabbos, best we would say that if you're not doing Chiddush Yadayim, then in Echalami, it's. There is no Akhtar. And it would be, and it is Mukhtar. So Lachur, in such a case, even though every week Yitaki is Mukhtar, this week that he didn't set the alarm, Lachur, you're in a Hanami, there's no problem of accessing the wine, and the fact that it's a Lachur, Bachal, that doesn't make something into Mukhtar. Mukhtar Lachati Shabbos, that Sif, Hey, sorry, Sif Gimel, Shinyu Sif Gimel. So, a young man was cleaning up his house on Friday night after the whole suda finished and after everything, trying to be massaged in the house, put it back into order a little bit, puts away all the food, and starts just trying to clean up the costumes a little bit. Cleans up this costume, that costume, picks up a costume, and he realizes that it wasn't used b'chol. He had bought it for his son, and the son decided that he wants to dress up as a police officer like he did last year, instead of dressing up as the chef that he bought his chef costume for this year. Kitsui has a brand new costume, it even has a tag on it. And it was never used. So he picks it up and he has it in his hand. He says, might as well return this to the store. Next year it's not going to fit him anyhow. I'm going to return it to the store. What just happened now? What's the halacha of this custom now that he decided in the middle of Shabbos that he wants to return it to the store? Has he now made it something which is Mukhtar Bach Sarankis? The halacha is, if somebody has something which he's deciding to return to the store, then the pasha says it has been Mukhtar Bach Sarankis. Because we're not talking about food. We're talking about a regular, a baguette, a cleave. Something that is not a food item. Look, if he's returning it, if he's planning to return to the store, then he doesn't want it to get ruined. He's not going to use it for anything because he doesn't want it to get ruined. He won't be able to return it. I mean, it's supposed to be a certain kiss. The question is, what happens if in the middle of Shabbos you go ahead and you decide you want to do it? What's the shayla? What is the study of topic? Do we say? Betzem Shemazan is the topic when you get to this. It's brought down both in Aruch Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos Chassav. Aruch Shabbos is not Machri B'chol. Shmir Shabbos Chassav. Brings down Shemazan. We'll see what else he brings down. But Rosh Hashanah is the topic. Do we say that ain't Mokhtar L'chatzi Shabbos? If going into Shabbos wasn't Mokhtar, then it can't be Mokhtar in the middle of Shabbos. You decide in the middle of Shabbos that you're not going to use it anymore, center. Ain't Mokhtar L'chatzi Shabbos. There's no such rule. You can't make something Mokhtar in the middle of Shabbos. Or do we say, no? When did the Gemara say ain't Mokhtar L'chatzi Shabbos? All the cases of the Gemara were, we're going into Shabbos, it was Roy, Gregor Sitzimukin. You were able to eat them. In the middle of Shabbos it rained, and now they became disgusting, and you're not able to eat them. Then a few hours later they dried, and now they're right to eat. But now at this time, at the end of the day, it's right to eat it. They're not dochi. At the point that you want, when you say in Mukhtar L'chatzi Shabbos, it means it started off good, it ended off good, and in the middle, there was a time that it was Mukhtar. So the fact that it was Mukhtar in the middle of Shabbos doesn't make it Mukhtar for the rest of Shabbos, even after it became Roy again. But in this case, it's not Roy B'chlal. The Shabbos is ending off, you're putting it now into a matzav where it's going to be Mukhtar for the rest of Shabbos. It's not a case where it's going to be heter afterwards. In the case of the Gemara, it all started off, it was good, then it became Mukhtar, and now it's not Mukhtar. Do we say that when it was Mukhtar, it asked it for the rest of Shabbos? There the Gemara says, no, we don't say we asked it for the rest of Shabbos. That's where you pass in Malacha. However, over here it's different. Here, granted the Shabbos that it wasn't Mukhtar, and then from now on, at 8 o'clock at night, till the end of Shabbos, it's going to be Mukhtar. Maybe in that case, we're talking to say Mukhtar L'chatzi Shabbos. And that's Batim and the Tila Davar Paskin. The Tila Davar Paskin, that in such a case, it wouldn't be called Mukhtar because it's retaining its status of Mukhtar for the rest of Shabbos. In that case, in the Gemara, we never found the Gemara, the Gemara said it ain't Mukhtar L'chatzi Shabbos. Only if it was Mukhtar for one Chelik of Shabbos, but afterwards it became not Mukhtar, then we say that it doesn't retain its status of Mukhtar. But if it's going to retain its status of Mukhtar now for the end of Shabbos, in the Gemara, it is Mukhtar. Yeah, so now what's the level? So he has it now, first of all, what he has to drop it. Well? Oh, so now we have, the shayla is what happened? He's in his hand, and there's not much material else on him. Because this case, when he picked it up, it was like a heter. The only once he decided in his mind that he's going to return it, then it became a heter. In such a case, it seems that Rav Plaiskin holds, it's really in Reish Tamach Vav, Rav Plaiskin seems to hold that it's not a problem. You're allowed to carry it to the Mokum ship wherever you want to be maintained a Mokum. The going is Matmer. Even in such a case, if it was heter bali yadai, if it was mamish heter, what? Not b'sang shmina, when you were carrying something before Shabbos. And when is the Shabbos? What? No, but b'sang shmina can't sign, it's not b'etzem heter. Here was b'etzem heter the time you picked it up. They're going to Shabbos except for the meal, it's not heter. So we have a heter for here going into Shabbos. It's like a fruit that you left with the pit. Your food, you left in the pit, and they're going into, right? Then there are those that are machta, they have to drop like that potato. But it seems that the Mishnah Berurah says, in Reish Tamach Vav, he's machriya, it seems, Reish Tamach Vav at the end, that you would be able to take it to Mokom Atzniya if it was Baliyad Beheter. And the truth is, hopefully, the halachas that we're going to see this week, in Simin Shin Lamed Ches and Shin Lamed Tes, there's a Mishnah Berurah that says the same thing also, even though it's really not so negiyah, what we're talking about. The halachas, what happens if you're making a chuppah and it comes close to Shkia. Now we know by the chuppah you're supposed to be holding candles. Let's say you're holding the candles, and whoa! Came Shabbos in the middle, why are you holding the candles? That's halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah is down here, in this achar chuppah ad chasheicha, if the chuppah extended till nightfall, ubidei hashush v'nineris, and the people that were walking down the chasana kala, they have the candles in their hand. Af the karmelon, the muktza calls man shubiyodim elich l'makam shiirtzem, even though we pass in that muktzah when it's in your hand, you got to take it to whoever you want. So, what do you mean? That's machlekes. Only Magen Avraham holds that way. But here it was bal yad beheder. When you went into Shabbos, when you picked it up, it was heter. Still, it says, "Mikomakom hachi itin aneris lein Yehudi." The kol she'efshel esalek amuktzah miyadim b'chuyu esalek. Even though we hold that when it's in your hand, it's mutter, but you should try to get rid of it as soon as possible. So, the chur in this case, you would be allowed to take the costume and bring it to a different place and put it down, but you shouldn't just carry it for no reason. He should go to that place that he's going to be matzniya as soon as possible.
He should become a
buzzer. What's that?
He's
holding the cat. Good person becoming, he can't become a buzzer.
So I think that's much less than that. It's 10% different. With you like this, everyone's motivated to bomb the other man for each month is there. You don't have to put it down wherever you want. It's supposed to play as much as a kid. We should learn from the
floor. Was that the case above the other behavior?
No, it's the original kids are everyone's motivated to buy Chris Lachel is there.
Everybody's money in that case. Yeah. This is Moktum Akhsar in case. He brings down Aimbach Renim Shekhriu Dayatir Lishaik El Gleish Mapalis of Le Moktum Akhsar Gufay. Is that referring to that it's well beyond a bit heter, beyond a bit yisr? Because he says, "Kasam Magen Avraham, duodin b'shach v'not la biyodei, v'shay l'taf la yisr." So, Moshe. From that Mishnah Berurah, certainly it seems that he, in Shin Lamed Tes, in such a case where you were holding it beforehand, there maybe because he went into Shabbos like that. Yish line. Friday night, it's actually Shabbos day, my son decided to pour for me some soda, and the soda bottle slipped out of his hand and went all over the table, and there's a big huge puddle on the table of soda. I wanted to clean it up. It was a plastic tablecloth. I wanted to clean it up. The shaila is there any problem outside of Shchita, is there any problem out of Mukta or any Bito Fli Meichanai to take a towel and stick it on the table to mop the entire spill? So halacha is, with regard to Bitul Kli Meichanai, that Be'etzem, the Din of Bitul Kli Meichanai, in most, the way that most Rishonim understood the Din of Bitul Kli Meichanai, was with regard to Mukta being placed on top of a Kli on Shabbos. That's the way that most Rishonim understood it, and that was most of the case in the Gemara. You now that for Mukta, Shemen, Shenotaf Men Aner, Latech HaKli, the halacha is that the Kli is, you're Mavata the Kli Meichanai, you're not able to Mishamash, because Mukta fell on Shabbos. It's also the Chachima to put the Kli there in an oifin that it's going to be a bit of Kli Mechani. Not only that, but again, so even if it's only going to be a bit of Kli Mechani for Mixas HaShabbos, that's also Machlokes Rishonim whether or not you're allowed to do a bit of Kli Mechani Mixas HaShabbos. The Halacha Lemaaseh, Mishnah Berurah passes that bit of Kli Mechani, even a Mixas HaShabbos is Asur, unless it's Nehefsim Merubo, and bit of Kli Mechani HaShabbos is Asur, even Nehefsim Merubo. Even Nehefsim Merubo is Asur. Now the Rambam is Mechadish, the Gemara in Kufa of Chesed Rebbeis, that we saw about the animal that fell into the Amas HaMayim, Now you're allowed to take a karvaketzis to try to help it get out. Now what are you doing? So some Rishonim learn, they're taking the karvaketzis, and the animal, the Rashba says, Rashi thinks it was right, that the animal is climbing on to the karvaketzis. And since the animal, which is mukta, is going to be on top of the karvaketzis, you move up on the clean made honey. Nevertheless, for mocking Tzar Balei Chaim, Tzar Balei Chaim is the Raisa, it's mevatel the din of Vitzchul Mechoni, Deich the din of Vitzchul Mechoni, which is only Midrabanan. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns differently. The Rambam learns that it was talking about that you're going to throw the pillows and blankets into the Amas HaMayim to be able to help him get out. Now, says the Rambam, what happens when you throw a pillow into the water is that you're not going to be able to use the pillow anymore, because it's going to get water along. It's going to get soaking full of water. You're not going to be able to use it anymore. Mamela, you've been mevatel the klimei chane, not ayidei mukta shavoi, but ayidei being mevatel, now it's not mukhan for its nishtamshas anymore. The Mechaber brings down both shots in Bittachli Mechane. One in Shin Yod, Sifav, of, it's actually brought down, Koldav HaShasa Tatlai, Asalitim Tachtav Kli Kadesh Yipol HaSeichai, B'pnei Sha'oisar Kli Betotu, V'nimtzum Mavatal Kli Mechane. That's the first din that Rabbi Shem learned that he had to Bittachli Mechane. And then there's the other din, which is really in Shin Hei Sif Yutet, that is also brought down, that you're not allowed to help the, you're not allowed to throw the kelim into the water, so you're also being mevatel. Behema shenafu l'amas ha'mayim, im ha'mayim ha'mukim, v'nei ka'achenu yochel ha'farnas ha'mimukimam, mei v'yikar m'ekstasis, v'nei z'ndachtem, v'shem tzar b'lechaim, afo pish mevatel kli me'yichonim. Even though you're being mevatel kli me'yichonim, because now you're not going to be able to use this v'yikar m'ekstasis anymore, nevertheless, it's motor mokum tzar b'lechaim, but not mokum tzar b'lechaim, not mokum tzar b'lechaim. So Mela, to take a towel and stick it down, to take a baguette for sure and stick it down in top of to soak up a spill, l'chura, that would be mevatel the klimei chonei, and that would be us. However, the shmata or something, which it was, then, since it's mukhan l'kan, Mela, there's no problem with bittul klimei chonei, because it's a davar which is mukhan. It's not, where it's mefurish, this halacha, if it's mukhan, then it's not a problem. It's really, the chayin speak it out, Sosema says it there, but medayik in the Mishnah. But something which is muchan lakach lacher, there is no bittul klimei chonei because the davar which is muchan. The meila lacher is such a shmata which is muchan. There's no problem of bittul klimei chonei because it's muchan to be used for this. That's why pashas the garbage can, garbage bag, taking garbage in the garbage bag is not a problem with bittul klimei chonei because that's what it's made for. It's made to be used for garbage. You're not being mevatel klimei chonei. This is a chonei. A chonei is to use it in this capacity. That. Sivzayin, Shin Yud Sivzayin, Muktzim, which is Munach on a Chelek HaTavl Me'akli. Last week, somebody's parents came from America and they brought them the DVD of Munachan Tzvi. DVD on Munachan Tzvi. Gitzer, I don't know when they got it, but exactly. They put it underneath the carriage. Put it into the carriage. Came Shabbos, they're pushing the carriage and they see that they have this CD underneath on the carriage. What's the din of the carriage? What's the din of the basket? What's the din of near? What's the din of tilto? What is he allowed to do? What does he have to do? Obviously, he doesn't want to knock out the CD in the middle of the street. And obviously, he doesn't want to be with Tazla if it's mukta. What is Allah? So we saw that this machlik is restrained in Pashtas as to what Allah is when you have mukta, which is munach, on a chila katofl of a kli. When you have mukta, which is munach on the mukhni. What status does the mukhni have? What status does the shida have? Tosfos says, when you have mukta sitting on the mukhni, not only does the shida not become mukta abasis, because the something which is munach on the chelak hatovel of the kli cannot answer the chelak of ikri shel kli, so too the mukhni itself does not become abasis. The Rashi, on the other hand, is credit. The Rashi says, the shida, which is the ikr, does not become abasis, but the mukhni itself, which is the tafel, does become abasis. That's how the Magen Avraham goes l'alacha, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes l'alacha. Not like Tosfos, rather like the Rashba. The halachic, not the community is. What's the story when you have money in your pants that you put in your pants in his mania? The halacha is that the pocket itself, according to the Tosfos, even the pocket itself doesn't become a bus. But according to the Rashba, the pocket itself does become a bus. That's all with something which is not nishma, something which cannot be detached. Something which could be detached, then we look at it as two different kelim. If the chelak ha'tavl of the kli is something which could be detached, then even if there's something which is muktzah in the chelak ha'tavl of the kli, Nevertheless, it answers the rest of the kli.
Remain if somebody would have a fanny pack, which he has in his loops of his pants, and there's mukt inside of it, then it would answer his pants also. Even though the money is inside of the fanny pack and it's not inside of his pants, nevertheless, since it's attached to it, and you could take it off, then it would answer the entire pants, says the Mishnah Berurah. That being the case, what's the halacha of the basket which is on the bottom of the carriage? So the chura, we should say that it's totally based on whether or not the basket comes off or doesn't come off. However, so on the chutzani, he says something which is in the basket, which is on the bottom of the carriage, it's a chelak atofel of the kli, and therefore it does not, even if it itself became a basis, nevertheless it would not answer the rest of the carriage. The rest of the carriage wouldn't become answer. The only shayla is, why is that true? The chura should be telling whether or not the basket comes off at the bottom. If the basket comes off, then you're right that it's a chelak atofel of the kli, but it's something which you use attached. Look at it as a different part of the kli. It's a different cleat. It should ask the entire carriage. So, unless you tighten that, the whole mahus of the what you have over here is a carriage, and it's something which is tough. It's not even a chilek be'etzem of the cleat. It's mahus is something which is tough. I don't know why. It's different a little bit than a mochni, which is a part and parcel of the cleat. It's davar tuffel, but it's part and parcel of the cleat. Here it's mamish something which is totally tough to the cleat. Well, lechara, why should it be different than a kiss which is kosher, a kiss a mois which is kosher? In such a case, if the basket should come off, then lechura, it should answer. If there was mukts inside, it should answer the entire carriage. However, zikr in this case, then it was a shochach, it wasn't a minyan. Therefore, it does not answer the entire carriage. Not only that, it does not answer the basket on the bottom. The shell is, do you have to do near in such a case? Mishnah Berurah brings down that one should do near, if he could do near. Lechura, yesh machmir. The Rambam holds that you should do near if you could do near. Now, obviously, if he is going to do near in Reifa where it's going to get lost, then even when you have a Chiyuv near, Mekud Adino, it's not just a Yesh Machmirim, then the Mishnah Berurah is still Mekul if Mishnah Berurah never says Lahedin that it's going to get lost. If that it's going to be Motor, the price can go like that. But the Pashtus is, it's Machlaikis between, once again, we get back to our Machlaikis between Kivayeg and the Beis Meir. According to Kivayeg, when the money, something's going to happen to the Isser, he's machmer, that you have to be menaret, and we don't care the fact that something's going to happen to the Isser, as opposed to the Beis Meir says that if there's going to be hesed to the moment, then also you do not have to be menaret. But Mela, in this case also, if we go to the Beis Meir, which seems the place to do, then in this case, since dumping out the CD in the middle of the street probably will ruin it, then Mela, he does not have a chiyuv near, he can wait till he gets home to get to the safe place, and then do the near, if he wants to do near, if he wants to do like Yesh machmer. Even though the mashmoris of the Mishnah Berurah is that he's being mekel at the end of the day, the Rambam that holds that way in Pirush Mishnayos, ki ve'egers mechiyuv mitaisa v'arash, but not that way he says. So lechur mikud adini does not have a chiyuv near. If he wants to be menar, he would be able to wait till he got home and be menar. That was that. Sifchet, bosses the davar also davar mutter. Shaila v'achad mechashuvei avrechei chaburusim. Then he doesn't like wine so much. And Mimela, he never drinks wine. Friday night, he had a suda, and somebody came over and brought him a bottle of wine. Now, at least he'll open the wine for his guest. So he starts looking for the corkscrew. Where is the corkscrew? It's in just, no, not in that drawer. Where's the corkscrew? Ah, he remembers where the corkscrew is. It's in the drawer, the junk drawer, where he has his wallet, and where he has his cell phone, and where he has all the other things that are mukta. And he has a corkscrew. The shayla is, what's the halakhic status of this drawer? Did this drawer become mukta going to Shabbos or not? So the part of the pashtus is, this guy doesn't drink wine, so what's more chashuv to him? What's more chashuv to him is his wallet and his cell phone. Those things are, cell phone, if you hold it, it's not a kishon atlis. His wallet is mukta machlis mukoy. That zikr more chashuv to him than the corkscrew. The mele, do you want to know, did the drawer become a batlis for the hezer, for the isser, so it came for this? You want to send it to me? Yeah, but now it's on Shabbos. What's more of a tzarech on Shabbos? What's more of a tzarech on Shabbos when you have the challah and the leichter, even though it could be that the leichter cost you $700 and your challah cost you $1.50? Nevertheless, the challah is more chashuv on Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe in Tshuva. He says if you have $1,000 and you have a siddur on your table, he says it becomes a bus for the siddur, not for the $1,000, says Rav Moshe. Because the siddur you need for Shabbos, the $1,000 you don't need for Shabbos. Mamela in this case, he needs the corkscrew for Shabbos, and he doesn't need the wallet for Shabbos. Mamela should say that it's more chashuv. The problem is that he only needed the corkscrew going after Shabbos.
going into Shabbos or Shabbos Benesh Moshes when it's Nikmah and Din Basis, there Bechlal he knew that he's going to use the corkscrew. There Bechlal he wasn't planning on Henu Chashivas whatsoever. Granted on Shabbos he decided he wanted to use it. Now her the Din Basis was Nikmah Benesh Moshes. Benesh Moshes was more Chashiv to him. The Rapasha that was more Chashiv to him was the Isser. And her Nikmah in such a case would be Avtas Adas. And with her be Aser, to be open the drawer with your hands. You'd have to use your foot. Going like that, we'll see Telta Magufa in a minute. You'd have to use your foot to be able to open the drawer and take out the corkscrew and then close it with your foot also if you want to close it. But Lachura should be, we would not have the Heter of Basa Davar Mutter in such a case because the Iker was for the Davar Asa, not for the Davar Mutter.
I can see it too on the Balabas, not the
Balabas.
The
Balabas
will be able to
need it
for
the Ur. The Balabas needs it for the Ur. You have to put out when somebody brings your bottle of wine. You have to put it out with the Sula. I want to put it out for him. The Bala Bais wants to put it out for the.
That's
not the turf wine. It has to be turf, and for his wife it's also not.
Okay.
It's nikva kafi me, but what's my das? You're right. The Bala Bais. I'm not disagreeing with that. Zichr muksa nikva to the Bala Bais. The shell is what is the rest of the Bala Bais? The rest of the Bala Bais is to give it to someone else. It's just not going to help because that Ratzon only came on Shabbos. They've come from before Shabbos.
And if he likes wine, so I'll change
it. If he likes wine, so... If he used it, so then it's a Dabar, which is then he claims on drinking wine, L'Chayron, who usually drinks wine, and can't Zayin Echaram, he has a Chashiv. Going into Shabbos, he has some Chashiv. Then there's what the Dabar, L'Chayron. Baruch Hashem, first of Shin Yud Aleph, I didn't have so much of too many Shailas at the beginning of Shin Yud Aleph. So we'll take the Gemara Shailas. David HaMelech in the middle of Shabbos was nifter. He was in the middle of learning, and the Malach HaMavis makes some noise. He goes to find out what the noise is. He trips on the stairs, falls down, stops learning, and the Malach HaMavis stops him. Shlomo HaMelech, his first shaila as a king, 12 years old, sends to Sanhedrin two shailas. David HaMelech was nifter, umutu b'chama, and killed. Klavim shal beitav ha'ra'evim. What do we do? So Sanhedrin answered what they answered, that Menichlov. Kikur Tinek and Bima Tatlam. Let's say we get the Shaila. How would we have answered this question of Shlomo HaMelech? So they answered it correctly, obviously. The question is, they left out a lot of problem with her. To feed what we see in Simon Shinyud, Shinyud Aleph. But there's many different Echadims. It really depends on what the question is. What are you planning on doing? What do you need to do? What are you planning on doing? What do you want to do? Whether or not you let him move the Mace with Kikur Tinek. Whether you need Kikur Tinek with Klal. So first of all, the Lacha is, according to the Mechaber, that if you don't want to move the mace from the Rishus, you want to move him from one place to another place in that Rishus, then Zichr Dalacha is Meinichal of Kikur Tinek. You put a Kikur Tinek on and you're able to metal it. According to the Chazon Ish, Dafka, the Kikur Tinek has to be on top of the mace. The Mishabura and the Magen Avraham go that even on the side. Chazon Ish understands that the whole word is that you're advising that it's a basis for the Heter, supposed to Mishabura and the Magen Avraham, or Kibbe Eger is also Mavura, Kikur Tinek does not have to be on top. He asked that the mita underneath the mace should become a basis, should be the Kikur Tinek. But since he understood that it didn't have to be on top, Kikur Tinek pasha is according to most achrenim that seem to say the rishonim don't say lehedya, does not have to be on top. It could be on the bottom also, on the side, it's fine. That's also after Kikur Tinek. However, if you want to move to a different rishus, then according to Mechaber, you're not allowed to use a Kikur Tinek to take him to a different rishus. Unless it's already Matriyah, whom is Baza ben Achaim ben Amesim. And according to the Mechaber, the Pashtas is the way that the Magen Avraham learns the Mechaber, and the way the Mishaburu seems to be tzaded, is that would not be mutter to take it unless it's Bizarin Gadol, you're not able to move the mace to another Rishus. However, there are more, it's Chulik, says Mishaburu, and the Ma holds no, even if it was not Masriach yet, nevertheless, you let it take him to a different Rishus. Now the question is, when you take him to a different Rishus, what Rishus are we talking about? Take him to a different Rishus, you often take him to a Carmelist. When you take him to a Carmelist, then there's a Machlekes Rishonim as to how you should take him out. Should you better, yes, use a Kikur Tinek, or better not use a Kikur Tinek? According to Rashi, even when you're taking to a Carmelist, use a Kikur Tinek. Be Mamayat Muktzah. According to Ramban, Fakertz. No, be Mamayat Behoitzah. Don't use a Kikur Tinek. La Lacha, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, Lechatchila, like Rashi. You should use a Kikur Tinek even when you're going to a different Rishus. However, if you don't have a Kikur Tinek, then you can still work on the Ramban. If you're going to Rishus HaRabim, then the Ramban is Mitzadeh, that you could also take out with using a Kikur Tinek, just not a Kikur. You're allowed to use a Tinek, not a Kikur. A Tinek, because Chayin is Atzmai, we'll leave out the Taz of Shab for right now.
That's a little bit difficult pshat. The way that most of the friends seem to understand is because chai meisei is atzmai, and therefore you're allowed to take the tinik on top of the maize, as opposed to the kikir, you would never be able to take out the rishus harav. However, it's only a tzad in the Ramban, la halacha lemaisa. He seems to be going not that way. It's interesting the mechaber even brings down such a tzad. The chayim are murder. But la halacha we passing that we would not allow you to take out a maize to a different rishus to rishus harav, even ayday kikir tinik. Now that's all if they want to move him out of the rishus. But if you don't want to move him out of the rishus, they want to leave him in that rishus, just as a problem that maybe because he's mutu b'chama, it's going to be masriach, then the halacha is that boin shnei b'nei adam, you take two people that sit down, one on one side of the maze, one on the other side of the maze, they make a makeshift oil by building it from the top down. That shouldn't be, it should be an oil rye. And it's being an oil rye which is made for the chayim, for the people that are sitting there next to him, as opposed to the maze. And then they nishmat v'olichloy, they leave after they build the tent, they build the oil rye, and they're able to leave and will be covered. That's all with regard to moving, and we're not moving them. If you want to move the mace itself, the halacha is sachan as the mace result. You let it wash the mace, even though it's going to push down the skin a little bit. Nevertheless, it's not considered a total. Or halacha l'paros terech hamace, it's mutter. However, to move an aver is aser b'chlal, and even to close his eyes, mishpur says aser. However, those that close his eyes, they do it off the desire, and therefore ein l'mchiz biadam. The lechat chilu, they should not do that. However, David HaMelech lived before the Zohar, so Mimela, as we've heard on Leil Purim, so Mimela, there was a Lechira, Lechatchila, one should not close the eyes or move any Avarim in such a case. And only Mutter, Lezalech Allah, Tas Chaymet, says that it shouldn't be Masriya, so Lechad David HaMelech didn't have that problem, I don't think. But those are the halachos of Mukhtar Amin. That is with regard to Simin Shin Yud Aleph at the beginning. Then we had Shin Yud Aleph Sifchet Tiltum Anatah. What's the halacha of Tiltum Anatah? So we know Tiltum Anatah is Tzavdavar Mutter is Mutter, Tzavdavar Aser is Aser. Ma'at Shoyim with somebody's wife who lit candles Friday night, and after she lit the candle, she took the wick and she put it down. She doesn't put out the wick. She doesn't put out the match. She put it down. She had a little tin foil cupcake holder, like a chad pami tin foil container, like for a cupcake. And she put it down on top of there, on the shelf, which was where she lights the candles on. Because a minute later, 2 minutes later, the wick, the match is still burning, and the tin foil pan which is holding it is getting boiling hot. And there was a little piece of glass underneath it. There was some sort of glass underneath it that cracked because of the heat. And you didn't know what was going to happen to the rest of the shelf that it's on. So we were scared that the whole shelf is going to catch on fire. What's going to happen? The thing, it keeps on going. It just keeps on burning. It was chanir medeisa, mamash, like going the whole shop. The shelf, what to do? How can you move it? Can you move it? How can you move it? So what they decided to do was they picked up the tin with two knives to bring it to the kitchen sink and put it in the kitchen sink. Was there any problem doing that? Is that considered a Tultum and Atal, or Davar Asa, or Mutter? Is that a Tultum and Atal? Is that Mutter? Is that Asa? So, first of all, Yechadan on. What's that? She was in Kamashalas with the lighting. Well, Shalas is the husband. As soon as she lights, that's why she didn't put it down. That's why she doesn't put out the wick, the match. Because she's Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting. That's why a woman you light before and they make the bracha afterwards. No, actually, her b'shas the bracha. That's why. Her shouldn't be, Eked Adina shouldn't be a problem to. I don't know what happened. She probably just made the bracha. She probably just made the bracha and then it was burning afterwards. But the question is, what was with the husband? The husband of her was Mekabel Shabbos. I'll tell that it was Mekabel Shabbos. That seems to be the ending, that they were Mekabel Shabbos already. The challenge is, if they were Mekabel Shabbos, since they were Mekabel Shabbos, then. What's the halacha? So the shabbat is really, is there any problem to go ahead and pick up the tin foil by itself that has the mukhs inside of it and bring it to the sink? Do you need to use knives b'chlal? Did it become a basis or not? The hainu. It's not even b'nash mashas yet. So the shabbat is like this. Very good. The halacha is the prima gadam taina that if a person makes early shabbats and he lights his candles, then the Rishayim test, the prima gadam says, that if a person makes early shabbats, he lights his candles, he has a gantan suda, by the time the suda is over, his candles went out, and it's not even b'nash mashas. Says the Prima Gadim, it does not become a Bavlis for Shabbos.
Why? Because even though you're Makabel Shabbos, Nachman Shteis, it doesn't make a difference that you're Makabel Shabbos. The din batas the nikvah of Ebenesh Moshes. And go come that your candles are not before Ebenesh Moshes, then your candlesticks do not become a batas for Shabbos, says the Prima Gaon. So now, we're holding before Ebenesh Moshes. These people lit the candles before Ebenesh Moshes, and we have this little tin here. You're right that it's not going to become a batas once the muktzah comes out. But when the muktzah is inside of it, is it any different than muktzah which is on inside in the middle of Shabbos? What's the love of muktzah which is put down in the middle of Shabbos onto something? Does it make it a batas or not? So Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't make it a batas in the middle of Shabbos. We have Machlokes Rishonim, and we know one of the biggest chedushim in all of Hilchos Muktzah probably is this halacha that Mishnah Berurah paskins keneged the Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran. All the Gedolim Rishonim say that there is a batas b'emtza Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah goes into the Magen Avraham with the Baal Amar, which is generally the Baal Amar keneged other Rishonim we don't go with for sure. It's keneged all the Gedolim Rishonim. Interesting that we go with that, and that's the Chazrish of Taina Batsam on the Mishnah Berurah, that and Magen Avraham that goes like it. It says all the Rishonim hold not that way. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah passes in Reish Tamachvav, says Katan Chavav, that in batas b'emtza Shabbos. That's much more. It's also in Shin Yud Zayin that by mita sheish lo mois that in batas b'emtza Shabbos. Nevertheless, when the muktzah is on top of it, the Chazanish says even if you hold in batas b'emtza Shabbos, nevertheless it's only muktzah to be menaret. It's not muktzah to be metatlin. And that we saw was the much mois in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says mita sheish lo mois. He says you're allowed to be menaret. You want to know? He says you're not allowed to be metatlin. You want to know if he can be menaret? The mashmoy is he's allowed to be menaret because he ain't b'emtza Shabbos. It's a mashmoy like he's going to the Chazanish. That you're allowed to be menaret, you're just not allowed to be metatlin. Because even though it didn't come a basis, but that you're allowed to be menaret, but you still can't be metatlin. So to pick it up, the chur with the candle inside of it, the chur after your makabel Shabbos, the chur should be no different than ain't b'emtza Shabbos. And the same thing, it's still not a basis because nikvah if you banish mashes and not banish mashes. What's the difference? It's after banish mashes, before banish mashes. Once it's Shabbos, the chura, it's a basis as long as you have the muktzah on top of it that you're not able to be metaltelit. You're only able to be menarim. So the chura, you wouldn't be able to pick it up with your hand. The shaila is to pick it up with nine. Is that considered a tiltum and a tzad or not? So we saw the halacha is the taz says that you're allowed to clean off the atamis the klifin from your table with a knife. That's considered a tiltum and a tzad. The tzur of davar hamutter. Serve davar mutter. Why is it serve davar mutter? You're trying to clean off your table. Totem and atzam with the knife. Serve davar mutter. Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha in Simshim Ches. However, both the Chazanish and the Shulchan Aruch are chilek. They're chilek for two different reasons. The Chazanish sign is you're right that it's a totem and atzam, but we don't consider that a totem and atzam a serve davar mutter. We consider that a serve davar aser. Why? Because I see your God says ask us, what are you being with asakin? What's the case of Tultum and Atal Zerv Davar Mutter? When you're carrying a barrel which is heather and there's an Evan on top, there I see you're being metalful, Davar Shal Heather, that's considered a Tultum and Atal to the Mukta which is on top. But when you're taking a knife and you're moving Mukta, then you write your Kavan is to clean the table. But what do I see you doing? I see you doing a mind of Tultum and Atal of the Isser. The male in such a case, you write the Tultum and Atal, but it's the Tultum and Atal that we look at it in the Davar Asr, and therefore you're not allowed to clean off the Atamas of people with a knife. The Shulchan Aruch has a different reason. He says, "Not a tzolom and a tzad b'chol." He says, "It's the other erichta to take a knife and use it to clean off." Then the chur that's considered the other erichta, and therefore, it's not considered a tzolom and a tzad. So le'alacha in our case, to take two knives and pick up this little tinfoil thing and bring it to your sink, l'chur. According to the Mishnah Berurah that holds that it's mutter to clean off the tzolom v'klipin, l'chur this would also be loygara to pick it up and would be considered a tzolom and a tzad. It's a terev davar mutter because you're trying to save your lechter, the whole thing from crashing down, from lighting on fire, from whatever. You're not trying to save the. It's not for the muktzah. It's for the nothing should catch on fire. It shouldn't cause something which is a danger in the house. Which is it's a davar shalat alchur. It's a davar shalat. Person's body, and the shelf. Everything is in maybe that's a buzzes. What's that? Who knows what's going to catch on fire? The table, the chairs, who knows? I don't know. The whole thing is going to. And put the entire building into the ground. It's not going to catch on fire. That's what they were. Yeah? Well, there's a piece of wood. That's what they were crazy. It was for the wood that shouldn't catch on fire. And instead of the chairs. Huh? Now, the question is post facto what they did. Was it mutter or not? I heard. So the chura was a tiltum in atzad, not letzerich. You don't want to, it's not letzerich the muktzah for sure.
not a terech to muktzah, it's a chur, a terech of Shabbos, and we'll chur that be a davar mutter. The question is, according to the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I would say also in such a case, it's not considered yod ha'erichta. Yod ha'erichta is when you're using something that aids your hand, you're using a fork, using a knife to clean off. It's just an easier way to clean off. It's an extension of your hand. But to carry something on knives, lechuritz, even he would agree that such a thing is not considered yod ha'erichta. So such as far the place I want to bring down, that even though they know the yod ha'erichta, but something which is mamish, to take a fan and to carry something on top of a fan, because that's not considered yod ha'erichta. That's not a normal thing that, and there are certain cases that even Mishavur would be masking, to take tongs and pick something up, that would be considered yod ha'erichta. We have something which is in between, that's where the maslek is. Lechur, even according to Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Mutter. However, lechur, according to the Chazon Ish, which should be answered, because we see your entire task is by moving the muktzah, then lechur in such a case, it might be answered. Unless you, if you understand that the kli itself is also considered a basis. We see you moving the kli, which has a din of a basis inside, lechur, yesh l'tzadeh, that it should be mutter, unless your mamish look at it like a barrel. But according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, lechur, it should have been considered. That's still the minute side. The second chilek, kasha lamita, the stomach muktzah lasaka, menane begufay. You're allowed to be menane begufay. Now, the way that, total begufay. What's the lach of total begufay? So, Maitre Shoya, that, or Yiyya, that somebody had his farm shrunk, is a nice farm shrunk, and in the middle of Shabbos, one of the farm fell back behind the farm shrunk. Now, he generally does not move this farm trunk because it's a fragile piece and he has a silver in the middle and it's a big thing and it costs a lot of money. He doesn't move it. However, he has this thing. It's really bothering him, the fact that he has a safer. He has a Gemara sitting lying down on the floor behind the thing that he can't get to. The whole Shabbos can't get it. He gets there and he decides that he's going to move it. So what does he do? He decides he'll do it total begufay. He stood in between the wall and the farm trunk. And he put his back against the swarm shrunk and his feet against the wall and pushed against the wall to move the swarm shrunk. Tilta Bugufoy. Is that mutter or not? So we saw when against the Tilta Bugufoy that the Pashtus, the way that the Rush seems to go, and the Tur and the Mechaber, they learned the Rush, that they learned the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Aleph of Kasha Lamito, that in a Hanami, that which you're Menanrei Bugufoy is a heter of Tilta Bugufoy. So Ramban also on Kuf Mem Daled, and you're allowed to be with Tilta Begufay. However, the Chazon Ish learned not that way. I'll be some Rishayim on Kuf Mem Daled, and really in Kuf Chav Zayin, it says that you're allowed to be, when you're being Mefane a Oitzer, you're allowed to walk in Derech Itziyosev Knisasi, you're allowed to move, you're allowed to be with Tilta Mokhtah. It's Mashma, only when your Kavana is really to do something else, just Agav that. You're moving something with your body, then we don't see that you're trying to move the muktzah with your body, then we say that that's the total which is mutter. For example, you're lying down on your bed, and there is some straw there which is not straight, so you just try to straighten it out with your shoulder. But seder, what we see you doing is lying down on your bed. We don't see you moving muktzah. So too, when you're walking into an eitzer and there's muktzah on the floor, there is yitzhiyasa with your feet, you're allowed to move it, because we see you walking in, we don't see you moving muktzah. But if you have a pizza, if you have a shekel on the floor, and you want to move it from your house, so you decided to kick it, and you kick it, and you kick it, and you kick it into your bedroom. So the zikr, that's the total begufay that we see you doing, the ma'isa total to the muktzah. That's question. He says, as opposed to Mishnah Berurah that says, mamash in that case, the Mishnah Machbal, he says that, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be mekalto muktzah begufay. That's not a problem. And that's alpi, the Rush, and the Torah, and the Mechaber, that seem, the pashtus is that they seem to say that any total begufay is not a problem. Certainly the Magen Avraham is that way, that it's Tilta Beguf is not a problem. The only thing is, Tanis of Shabbos Am, and then which we say that Tilta Beguf is not a problem, is that it's not the Derech to Mitalta Begufay. But if it is the Derech to Mitalta Begufay, then everybody's going to agree to kick a rock with your foot, L'chura, would be a problem of the case that they bring down L'alacha. I think Shabbos Am maybe said it, if you hold that a radiator is up there, is Muktzah, then to kick it from one place to the next, a lot of times people move it with their foot, it's too hot to move whenever they move it, they kick it with their foot, move from place to place, so that might be a problem of being that you don't have the heter tilta begufay, because that's the derech to mitalta. So it's with a rock, lechur, it's in your way. Kick it out. You just don't pick it up and move it. You kick it with your foot. These things wouldn't be considered a tilta begufay. It's not considered a shinui. The shaila is, what's the case with the swarm shrunk? How does the person move a swarm shrunk? You can't move it with your hands. It's too heavy to move with your hands. To move it with your back against it, If you have a heter of Sotah B'Gufa in such a case. But I don't know that that's not considered, that's considered a shinui in the Oifen HaTotel, that would matter for sure. That is where you move. That's where you move. That's where you move. No? It's a shinui. It's a shinui. Even though that's the derech, that's how you move it anytime. If you want to move it, that's how you move it. What's that? No. Depends. If you're not trying to, if you're just trying to move the long way, you're not trying to move it the, right, it's very, so I'm trying to like this. When I push it this way, you don't need anything to support it. You just move it this way and put it this way. What's that? Ah, why is the muktzah in the first place? A little point that I forgot to speak out. Why is the muktzah in the first place? So the shayla is, why is the muktzah in the first place? The chur is a klish malach de'l-heter. Nevertheless, even though it's a klish malach de'l-heter, the Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of the Shimchet that if you have a klish malach de'l-heter, that you're careful not to move. V'nira din b'maytza chol uzor lahaniya mimakrim kadesh le'tipasim v'tiskalchon memeila u'bechlal muktzah machat tzchas v'nkitz v'asla tatlam. If you have something which is very heavy, and because it's so heavy and so fragile, be careful not to move it, then it gets a din of muktzah machat tzchas v'nkitz, even though it's a davar shel-heter. Even though generally we say that a klish malach de'l-heter does not become muktzah machat tzchas v'nkitz. For example, your bechor does not become muktzah machat tzchas v'nkitz. Why? Because you use it on Shabbat. So it has a shtam shasam uteris on Shabbos, it's not going to be muktzah machat tzchas v'nkitz. However, a klish malach de'l-heter, which has no shtam shasam on Shabbos, you're generally not a shtam shasam on Shabbos, there it could get a din of muktzah machat tzchas v'nkitz. And which is the case in such a case, mamish this case of the sarmisha. Some people would be murmuring that maybe it's considered a shinu. Ish lodan two of them. Okay. As we turn to Reish Ayin Tes, two more cases we have. Reish Ayin Tes, Maisa Shaya, though I don't know who it happened to, but I heard that it happened, of somebody that 2 weeks ago I think it happened. That somebody left. Somebody before Shabbos took the pot of soup off of the fire, closed the cover to the stove, the stove top, and put down the plata on top, and put down his soup on top of the plata. Hakol makemi yavushon. Till Friday night. Friday night, he realized that the cover of his stove on top of the crane starting to bubble up. The metal is starting to bubble. And he realized that he forgot to turn off the fire. He closed the lid, but he forgot to turn off the fire. So now he has a boiling hot thing, cover, which is underneath his plata. And Rahman al-Islam is going through his mind what happened in America with the plata and Sakan Safash. He doesn't know what to do. What's going to happen if his plata goes on fire? Like, he's Rahman al-Islam. What should he do? What could he do? We're not handling now. When he gets to Isser Kiboy, Ukidayman, when he gets to Isser Mukta, what could a person do? For those that are mitzvah that you're able to turn off the knob with the shinui, it's Mukta best, don't turn off the shinui, because all you're doing, we have to wait for the Sugya Kiboy. But hands down with Gad, the Gedurli place in that home, that it's not best in the Maisa Kiboy. All you're doing is being Moinea any Gad from coming. But you're not doing anything, you're not doing a Maisa Kiboy. You just being Moinea, the hemshech of the gas from coming, and therefore it's going to stop burning. We're not dying that. I'm sorry for getting into it. There is such a possibility. That's all I'm saying. We're not dying that. We're dying the Hilchos Mukta. What he could do is take off the pot, have somebody hold the pot, or put it down on that pot, have somebody hold the pot, and then go ahead and take your plata with Tiltum and Asad between your elbows, and move it over to the Shaish and put it down. Which is what? The rub that he has told him to do. He says, how am I going to go ahead and take the plata with me too? He says, don't worry, I'll send my son over. And he sends the son over, and they picked it up with the back of their hands and whatever, and on the sides of their hands, and they move the plata over and they put it down. And then they open up the cover, and let the fire burn for the rest of the Shabbos. Keep it over. We're also not finding that. Very good. Picking up the lid, maybe a problem, getting more extra. What? Now, it's going to be much worse than the keyboard. I'm not finding on that channel. Good channel. I'm not having that shayla. Mukta shayla. Shayla is also mukta. Now the shayla is, do you have to do that or not? L'chur, we saw like we were mitzvah before. The Gemara says, why is the shalheves aser? And that's going to be the shayla why the plata is going to be aser also. L'chur, a plata is a klishim lach l'heter. it's something which keeps your food warm, what should be else with it? Is there any? If there possibly because it works like the electricity, the place can clear that. But etam is malachtei is not a malachtei v'isr to keep it warm. Is that a malachtei v'isr? No, clearly not. It's malachtei v'isr. Maybe it works like the electricity, therefore it's considered a malachtei v'isr. Moshe clears it in Chelek Gimel, Simin Mem Tes. In Chelek Hey, he's mitzadei that it's mutter. Shlomo Zalman also can say it's mitzadei that it's mutter. Seder. Gedolei place more mitzadei. Many are machmer, so zayin is zayin. So zayin is a klish machle iser. Klish machle iser is our chufa is omer. If I want to close the lid, is the churro, is I will be able to meet after that. But there's a different problem. There's a problem with the kli is the fact that it has heating elements inside. It has chutim lo'atim, it has the heating elements inside. And that churro is the din of ish. And the din of ish is moksa machle zgufa. You're not allowed to move. Now, why are you not allowed to move moksa machle zgufa? Why are you not allowed to move the shalheves? So the Gemara says the reason why you're not allowed to move the ner which has the shlemis is hanachul the ner shem and psila the nasa bas davar aser. Davar aser, the shlemis davar aser. Why is the shlemis davar aser? The Ritva says the shlemis davar aser because you're not allowed to touch it. Why you're not allowed to touch it? It doesn't say. The Pasha says because you're going to dismiss the kibui. By touching it, you're going to cause it to go out a little bit. Bachur. Rishon Zalman and the Chazanish gives two reasons why a ner is considered, the entire ner is considered moksa machlas gufay. He says because you're kaveilei mokim. Since you're kaveil mokim, so therefore anything which you're kaveil mokim, that's the derech you mishtamash with it, because mokim, you don't move it. The whole box for Shabbos you're kaveil mokim, so the clock on the wall that you don't ever move is mukta, even though it's not mukta mokim, says some kids. That's the way you're kaveil, that's where you're mishtamash with it, you're kaveil mokim, if you only use it in that place, it's mukta. He says another reason that maybe it's mukta because of nerlish, that the fire keeps on being mechanized itself, there's the problem there. Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha seem to go that the reason why it's mukta is because it doesn't have a shame kli. It has no mamash, it has no shame kli. All of these reasons, I think we gave four reasons so far, either Chash Kibui or two Shlomo Zalman says, two Chazanish says, one Shlomo Zalman Rashi says, all these reasons do not apply to electric appliances. There's no Chash Kibui when you touch it. And there's also no Chash, there's also, first of all, it's a chilek, part and parcel of the Kli, which is much different than the Shal, which is something which Shlomo Zalman says, it's constantly Mechazish itself, therefore you don't look at it as part of the Kli. You're not kaveilei mokim. Maybe a plata could be that a plata you're kaveilei mokim. That's maybe more a plata. One is kaveilei mokim. You have to know. Now, crack pot probably less, but with many appliances, well, diamond appliances in general, a kumkum, the Shabbos kumkum. You're not kaveilei mokim. The purpose is that you're supposed to use it and pour. You're zecher not kaveilei mokim. Even a crack pot. A lot of people they move it as they when they take out the challah, they put it in the corner, and then when they need they love that for their kaveilei mokim for. These appliances, a radiator is not meant to be kaveilei mokim. It's warm over here, so you move it to this place where it's cold. It's moved to be moved around. Benegeh to Neulet, there's also no problem with it because it's kavua. And it's a kli, there's mamashas here. It's not like a flame which has no mamashas. All the time that they say don't apply over here. The only problem is that lamaisa, we don't know if these for sure are the time to be mekel or not. The time to be mekel is tomorrow. To be mekel, could be mekel, I'll be these tomorrow's. To say that these are the svaras, and therefore, if by electrical appliances they don't apply, it's a little bit fair. However, in a case where we're talking about an appliance that has also a davar shel heter on it, for example, a kumkum that has water inside, a chalent pot, a crock pot, which has chalent inside, a plato, which has a pot of chalent on top of it, so noniach that it is aser. So Zion, that the heating element is the davar which is aser, it has exact din of a shel heter, and therefore it's muktzah. But it's muktzah, the kli is now a basis for davar aser, davar mutter. It's a basis for the shalheves, it's a basis for the food. And not only that, the shalheves is being mishamish the food to keep it warm. In all these cases, l'chura, Tesis says lehenyo, that's what Zion Amaral, that we have to say that the psila is also muktzah, because if the psila wouldn't be muktzah, then the nair would be a basis for davar aser, davar mutter. The shalheves is aser, and the psila is mutter. And it would be mutter to be mutter. So we see that even in the case where the shalos is aser, but if you have a kli, which is mishamish two things, iser and heter, and the heter is more chashish than the iser, then we say that it's basis for the heter, not for the iser. So mamela, if you have a kumkum chashmali, or you have a crock pot, or you have a chalom pot, and you have that it's a basis of davar aser, but there's also heter on top, that the heter is being mishamish, then the churro, me'ikr the demon, there should be no problem using the kumkum and shabbos, there should be no problem moving the crock pot on shabbos, and there should be no problem picking up the plata with the food on top of it and moving it onto the counter. Because there came a buses for Isser and Heter together, and the Chur, there should be no Isser to be metal with it.
Yeah, including the Moksa itself, it's one clear, the plata.
the what's the you're moving the something which has a shalevis inside. You're moving a kli which is the buses to the chelik inside and the buses to the thing which is on top of it. It's a metal piece. The outside metal and the bottom metal is really two metal pieces. That's the kli. Inside you have something which is the heating element. So that buses, the kli that you have is the buses for the heating element and the buses for the pot which is on top of it. You should be able to, there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to move both the crack pot and the buses together. Not only that, even if you took off the chalent, that we'll get to in the next chalent. We'll get to what happens when you take off the heter. Are you allowed to move the something which was a buses davar mutter and the heter comes off the middle Shabbos? What's the halacha in that case? Well, yesh l'tzadeh in such a case that it should be mutter to move the crack pot together with the. So buses davar mutter davar mutter, you'll be able to move the plata together with the food on top. What's bad about that? Why is nothing moshe kesh? Why? It's something. It's the etzem kli that has the Asian side. There is something else. It's because there is a fire inside. Why is that not? There is something. There's another chelik. It's a kli which is chur. Ula, yes, the tzad.
So I did on the thermostat and it went on and off the ashmash, but it's good anyway.
If it went on, and it wasn't a there's a shadow of a chlal, right? What's the halacha? The prima gadol at the end of Rishon Yom Tov declares, what's the story with bein hashmashes? Do you need it on the entire bein hashmashes or not? It happens to be that the mashmashes of Mishnah Berurah in Shem Tov, Katan Yitzchak, is the Kmitza Shabbos kind of calls him on bein hashmashes. It seems that the way that he's makel lemaisa, if it's not the entire bein hashmashes, Mishnah says not that way. Mishnah says that even any part of bein hashmashes. The mashmashes of the Gemara, the way that we have it in Rashi on the Afim Gimel, is kol bein hashmashes. The Oyden Olav kol bein hashmashes. Rashi says in Abdal and Mubez also kol bein hashmashes. It says it more than once. That is mashmoyis. Then if we went off in the middle of Shabbos, then the chur wouldn't be considered a
buses.
What's that?
When it's lit,
you're always going to have the problem that when it's lit, then you're not going to be able to move it. Because it, and the fee, those that even if you hold the bus to Shabbos, we can only do near, you can't do a tilt on if there's mukta on it. You could, you break the kli. No, please. Let's say you take off the psila from the nair. You can have a nair? No, this says that a psila would be a double mutter, then it's the same. It's all one kli, but nevertheless.
The nair, the ash is sitting on the psila, not the psila itself.
But if you take away the psila, you can take away the psila? You can't take away the psila, you're not going to have a fire. You can't take away the wick, can't you take away the wick? But Taisa says that if the psila would be a double shalhet there, then it's not a problem. It wouldn't be a bus, it would be a double shalhet there, it wouldn't be a problem. The netzah. The last case that we will end off with is Maisa Shoya. Somebody wanted to move. He lit his candles on his table. His lights are on his table. The kitzer, the table is against the wall, and he wanted to move the table on Shabbos, Friday night. He wanted to move it away from the wall so he'd be able to get by. Is there any problem? He had two questions he went to go ask. And he had two questions. First of all, is there any problem to move the table with the lights on? Is there any iser to move candles when they're lit? That's the first question. The second question is, you're right that I had a challah on at the time of Bein HaShemashes, but now I don't have a challah on anymore. I ate it, or it was taken off. Is there any problem to be on top of the table if you don't have the challah on at all? He asked a bunch of different rabbanim, and he got a bunch of different answers. We will down on the question ourselves to see what we come out with. All are invited to argue. The halacha is, we'll down with the second question first. The second question, and it'll bring us to the first question. The halacha is that, like we saw in the Prima Gadol, we mentioned the Prima Gadol beforehand, that the din of buses is mikol kli bein hashmashes. If bein hashmashes is buses davar aser, then it becomes a buses, and it's not going to help you to put a hat in the middle of Shabbos. Once it became a buses on before bein hashmashes, then it doesn't help you, like Mishnah Berurah says at the end of the siman, it doesn't help you to put a hat there. It's too late. It already became a buses davar aser. The question is, in a case where it didn't become a buses davar aser because bein hashmashes you had hat there on. And then you took off the heter after bein hashmashes. What's the halacha in that case? Is there any iser to be matalta the table before putting on heter? When you left with just the iser, you took off the challah, you left just with the leifter. Are you allowed to be matalta it or no? says the Prima Gaudim in two different places, in Reish Hayetz and in Shintes. He says that one should not be metalto the table unless he still has the challah on the table at the time of the tilchul. Why? Can you understand that by taking off the challah, then you're leaving your bet and creating a basis, ben to Shabbos maybe, of how you did the fact that you left just with the Isser on top of it, and now let it be metalto just the Isser. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is chilek lehedya. He says in Reish Ayin Zayin, he says that as long as you had challah on ben hashmashes, then even if you took off the challah after ben hashmashes, since ben hashmashes did not become a basis, it doesn't make any difference that you don't have any challah on it. You're not creating a basis by taking off your challah, and mainly there's no problem being metalto the Shulchan. How do we pass on the halacha ma'isa? It seems that the Mishnah Berurah passings in Reish Ayin Zayin, he does not mention. He mentions the fact that you should have challah on tzivkasin yudches. He mentions im hoyim munach al shulchan bein hashmashes gam kikris v'sharei dvarim shetarach l'shabbos pshita dem shuvi yosim in aner danim in hashal heves v'nas tabasa l'gavayu, and therefore he allowed to move the table. Now he left out a big nekuda of the pasuk that happens to be that he's quoting. It seems if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav and you look at the Mishnah Berurah side, he kamat quotes verbatim the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. However, he does leave out the nekuda that even if you took off the challah. But he doesn't say that heavy like the Prima Gaudim. He stresses that you have to have had the challah on the table finish mashes, and he doesn't say that you should still have it on when you be metaflet. He doesn't make that tonight. Even though at the end of Simin Shin Yud, he does tell you that when you put on Isser in the middle of Shabbos, that you shouldn't be metaflet on the table unless you put heter on. If you're not going to be menaret, then you have to put heter on. There he makes sure to tell you that you have to do that. But over here, he doesn't say that you have to do that. If it became a basis, it didn't become a basis of Isser because you had heter going into Benesh Mashim, then the Mashmois, certainly the Mashmois of Mishnah Berurah is that it did not become a basis, and you're able to metaflet without anything. However, since there's a Prima Gaudim, and I think there's a Minchas Shabbos that says that one should be machmer like the Prima Gaudim, if you could, if it's not a Makom Atzeres, and Rabbi Asher says that you should, why not? If you have a watch, if you have a gold watch on your hand, you're about to do it, you might as well to put the watch on the table and be mutatel it. So, in the Chanami, one could do that, but Kimdumani, I can't say for sure, Kimdumani, certainly in America, that I don't think that's a minik of the Arlam to be machmer like the Prima Gaudim, and that is that once you have Bein HaShmashes, it wasn't a bustle of Davar Aser, but mainly allowed to be metalfen, even when the Issa came off, not a problem, allowed to be metalfen. That being the case, that the table is not a bustle anymore, then Lachura also, there's no problem to move it, even though you're moving the candles. The whole problem with moving candles is just that it's a bustle. The fact that the candles are going to go out, be moved Benachas, Mishnah Berurah says in Mishnah Zayin, it's not a psych ratio. There's no problem, but Essen to move it, the whole problem with moving candles only because it becomes a bustle. For it's not a bustle, so Mamela, because you do not have to put, according to Mishnah Berurah, even according to the Asher, he's saying, because you don't have to, so that's my master. Because you do not have to put the watch on, if you have it, Master Manoyan. And there's no problem to move the Muktzah. I will just leave you with the questions. I'm not going to get into them in Mechlal. But the questions that came up this past Shabbos, like Muktzah questions. A person, a younger man, was on his way home for Shabbos, way home from Shul Friday night, and he realized that he has a big sum of money in his pocket, in his jacket pocket, in his suit pocket, one of the pockets. Either way, it's all the same thing. Question is, he was on his way home from Shul. He wasn't going to be Menar. It didn't become a bus. It was a case of Shachach. Purim going into Shabbos. That's what happens. You leave all your money in your pocket. And he was on his way home from Shul, and he decided that, and he didn't want to be Menar there. He doesn't look very happy. He has after. He doesn't think he can go home. Question is, he realized halfway home that he left his kids in Shul. He thinks he left them in Shul. He's not sure if they're in Shul. He wants to go back to check to see if they're in Shul. Is he allowed to go back to check to see if they're in Shul? Question number one. Question number two. Somebody used this past Shabbos, somebody used a cell phone to wake himself up. He put the cell phone on top of his pillow and used it as an alarm clock to wake him up. Came to the middle of Shabbos, wanted to use the pillow. Does he have a chiyuv now to look for a different pillow? The same way that we say, right? Why? Because a klish machla iser, there's a shadow whether or not it can make a bustus on Shabbos. If you're going to tell me that it made a bustus, then your pillow became a bustus. Because it didn't klish machla iser, you only might have moved the circle of the circle of. And we know, but again, the klish machla iser, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a different kli, you should use a different kli, you shouldn't use this kli. So does he have to look for a different pillow when he, instead of using this pillow? Question number two. Question number three, a woman went out Friday night also, she took her jacket, her coat, it's not a Shabbos coat specifically, and she got into the cheder madrigot, into the stairwell, and she realized that she has a wallet inside of her coat. Now the coat, Yishlayim, what type of pocket it has. And it could be that Pasha should put it there on Friday, and it wasn't a Shabbos coat. Pasha said, so Lav Dafko, Wuzudas, take it off. Some of the most she put it on Friday. What's the halacha with regard to the coat? Does she have to drop it and then pick it up with her foot and bring it into her house? Or could she not? That's question number three. And the fourth question is the Chabad Purim. Somebody answered me and says, it's not really so funny. It's not so gishmak, but it's a real question. Is there a problem of biblically nechane to vomit into a, to make key into a pot on Shabbos? Is there a problem of biblically nechane? Yesh lain, chlozes for the arimam, yesh yikreach.